This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
If you are a young couple looking for your dream home, or you've been unlucky with the BTO ballot, contact Erwin.
He has a 100% track record in finding homes with minimal cash. Call or WhatsApp Erwin at 8877-5050. That's 8877-5050. Now, on to the podcast.
What's up? You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Shuraim.
I'm Wise.
And today we're going to talk about a street podcast. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the podcast.
So we're trying a new thing today.
It's new
street interview. We've done it before, guys.
Yes.
But we're gonna
bring the OG
it back.
Ones will remember.
The OG ones remember.
That's where we met Atika Bird.
Yes.
We've done it once ever, Nia.
Why do I remember her out of all the people we interview?
Because she's
no,
interested.
No, we did, bro. We did a few times.
Street podcast, eh?
Pernah banyak kali, sah. Titanic.
Titanic. We go spend time. The tattoo lah. The this lah. That
oh,
lah.
My
body. Oh, your parents hit you.
Oh, yeah. All that was podcast, eh?
Small street interview. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Interviews.
And like, we even went to Nian Poly, sah, I remember.
Eh?
Oh, yeah lah.
Hey.
Pernah.
I don't think I was there.
I don't think you were
Nian
there.
Nian Poly bukan untuk big dick ke?
Yeah, big dick. But then like, we went, I remember, Nian Poly. Came out dah lama, sial.
Yeah. That one tak ada. Confirm. But yeah, so we're going to do it again this time.
Yeah, hopefully we make another Atika Bird. Yes.
We get another Atika Bird.
Yes.
And maybe a Taufik Cicak.
Taufik Cicak.
Yeah.
So and then today we're going to do it based on property.
Yeah, boys.
So this podcast is powered by Property Win.
Yes, yeah. Win in property with Property Win. Let's go. If you're a young couple or first time buyer, this is the guy for you.
8877-5050.
8877-5050. Yes.
5050.
Okay, can. 8877-5050. I repeat,
that's 8877-5050. So the questions that we're going to ask the public later, of course, right now we're in the studio, then we're going to go out to ask and then have a conversation, and then you just see, like, enjoy the experience. So first question is, how much do you think a house costs in Singapore? Sabrina?
The thing is, I think I know already. My rough gauge is if you want a 3-room flat, it's about 400,000. If you want 4-room, it's 500,000. 5-room is 600,000.
Resale.
Resale. Accurate?
Yeah.
About there.
Maybe
about
not though.
No.
Maybe not though. A 4-room can be a casual 600 plus K. So a 3-room can be...
Depending on location. Yeah.
I think I'm speaking about like Woodlands.
Woodlands maybe. Maybe.
About there, about everything there is about 100,000.
Can we have another question in there?
Yeah.
A question would be, If you can stay anywhere in Singapore, where will you stay?
Okay, sure.
Sure. Okay, so that is my guess. Mm. And then I know a jumbo now is 800 to a million.
Yeah. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Confirm. Gila, babi.
Marceling is like 800
Masonet,
plus.
Masonet,
Masonet, whatever.
Masonet. So all dah 800 lebih?
Yeah.
Nice.
BTO, I have no idea how much.
BTO, 4-room can get 300,000.
Oh.
Mm, yeah, 4-room 300.
Oh, so they're minus.
Minus, cheaper. Nine. Cheaper.
Okay.
3-room, 250.
Oh my god, do you know, I just googled, you know a 1-room flat, a 2-room flat?
Mm.
So like living one room, one kitchen, and then 1-bedroom?
Yep.
You guess how much?
200.
It's 300,000 tau.
Where?
This one is Ang Mo Kio, but then the cheapest one I saw was 290K at like Teck Gee, is it? Like
BTO.
I also not sure, but it's like, oh no, Circuit Road.
Oh shit.
Which is like Gelang-Gelang, is it?
And Mata. Yeah.
Circuit Road bukan tempat kerja kita ke?
Tak.
Itu Teluk Air.
Itu Buntat Street.
Buntat so, is Cicil, my grandfather name. Cicil. His name is Bonta. But then everyone calls him Buntat.
Okay.
But yeah, Expensive.
I think a house in Singapore, I think I already know lah. I think is
yeah.
About that, about subs gauge lah. Yeah.
Starting pun 300 lah. Now you can find 300 actually very
but
good.
But like, it's subjective. You say a house, right? So a house can be one room flat, rental pun ada. So maybe
Buy ma.
To rental? Buy a house, minimum amount 150. You can get a one room house.
Oh.
Really?
Maybe.
Really?
I'm not sure because one room I think is only resale. Ada BTO 2 room ke? BTO
ada,
ada.
BTO
2
room
ke?
Ada.
2 room flexi.
1 bedroom lah, is it?
1 bed. 2 bedrooms lah.
2 bedrooms.
2 bedrooms.
Because a 2 room flat is actually a 1 bedroom. 1 bedroom, 1 living room. That's 2 rooms.
Oh, yeah, correct.
Because I know rental, right? The cheapest you can get rental house $50
a month.
$50 a month. Mm.
But that one is like,
not yours. Barbie that's lah. A government house. Ah. Yeah.
But that same house is the one yang I cakap, the 2 room yang you buy at 300,000.
Seriously?
Yeah. Insane. Mahal gila sekarang. A condo, I think you can't get for $1 million already.
Cannot.
I think now at least 1.6, 1.7.
1.5 maybe you can get.
Landed, I think is like
no
2.5 5 up already.
I thought 5.
I think can get first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think minimum 200,000. Minimum.
Really?
Minimum.
I think like 300, yeah.
Just to buy.
220, yeah. Like,
just to buy, just the house, no furnishing, no nothing, 200,000. Can. Yeah,
but if we are not.
Negotiate gila babi, yeah.
So if y'all, yeah. y'all know your budget, y'all can contact.
We will ask the people on the street, bro.
Property win also.
Yeah.
So.
Second question is, do you know how much is the initial payment for the house?
20%.
Used to be 10 during my time.
Oh, now it's 20.
Now it's 20.
It's not 5, ah.
It used to be 10, then 5% first before you get the keys, and 5% after you get the keys.
Now it's 10 before and then 10 after.
Yes.
Well, Lord.
Can't wise. Now it's 10 before, 10 after, right?
I don't know. I always thought it was just 20.
No. It's split before and after you get the key.
So say I want to get a casual 4-room flat in Woodlands, which is about, BTO is 300, 350.
300 plus. Yeah.
20% is 60K.
Yep. So 10% before you get a house. So it's 30K first. In CPF or cash, and then 30K after you get the key.
In CPF also can.
CPF or cash. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mahal eh?
It's normal lah.
It's 20%. That's what I know lah.
It's actually not a lot if you have been working until your mid-20s.
Okay, so maybe the follow-up question can be, do you think it's doable?
It is doable.
To do it in the next
5 years.
3 years lah. No lah, because let's say you fell in love. You fall in love, you want to plan for a house, looking at resale lah. Yeah. And then marriage in the next 2 years. And then house a year after.
Possible. 3 years can.
If you guys are both 23 years old now.
26 get a house can?
If you are both 21
if
now.
If you are no, we released it lah. Maybe the ORD, earliest you ORD also.
21
lah.
Must be working 3 years consistently, yeah. In that 3 years, kena kerja.
Really must work, though. Because I feel so many 21-year-olds I'm meeting now. Oh yeah, we're getting married in 2 years. Then I'm like,
must work, ah. Must
kena kerja.
Full-time job straight, ah.
Full-time job.
Full-time job even before you ORD kind of shit, ah.
Full-time job with a diploma, let's say. Because NS kalau lelaki keluar
two five,
with a diploma, right?
2.5. Or maybe 2.2 about balik 1.6.
CPF masuk OA is about what, 400.
800 lah.
24%.
Because it's 500 total, and then plus 800 is into CPF.
Into oh yeah.
OA is about 5.
OA about 500 oh.
So if you bring back 12, okay, 16, 12,
18K.
If gaji kau 2.5K.
Oh, so many calculations going on.
Aku punya maths very bad. Times 12, so about 24% go into your OA, 7,200
a year.
Every year.
Yeah.
So times
21K plus CPF.
Two people. So times 2, about 43.
Enough.
And then with all the grants, and especially if your gaji is 2.5K, you will get good grants.
Oh, yeah?
Enough.
Yeah.
Can get a house. Your pay, the higher the grant.
The lower your pay, the higher the grant.
Oh, okay. The higher your pay, the lower the grant, but the higher the loan.
Yeah.
Lower the loan.
I thought the higher your pay, the loan you get more. So.
No.
Higher the pay, your loan higher lah.
Can.
The lower the pay, the lower the loan lah.
Higher pay, higher loan, but lower grants.
Yes.
So in the end, it balances out.
Balances out itself.
Okay, yeah. So now we're going to go on to the streets.
Yes.
And ask them these two questions, plus two more in the next part.
Yeah.
All right.
So if you're one of those who we interviewed and you're listening to this podcast, stay tuned for your part.
Alamak.
Why, man?
Stress, Asya. I'm getting married soon. Then I'm looking for a house, all that. Stressful lah.
I was in the same position, bro. I applied for my house in 2020. I've been waiting for like almost 4 years already.
Oi, why you both so stressed?
Cannot get house lah, sir.
Cannot get house up.
Huh? So long already?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why you not ask me for contact? I know this guy. I'm so sure he can get you a house, eh?
Huh? Who?
His name is Owen, or Property Win lah, on his Instagram.
Okay.
So easy to contact him, you know?
Okay.
I have his number at the back of my head.
What's his number?
What's his number?
88-77-50-50.
Huh? So easy, yeah?
Yes.
88-77-50-50.
So it's 8877-5050.
Yes, yeah. 88-77-50-50.
Okay, okay.
88-77-50-50.
So okay. You can just WhatsApp him and he'll reply to all of your property inquiries.
Yep.
Now, back to the podcast.
So today I'm with...
Amirul.
Yourself?
Farah.
Okay, so first question is, how much do you think a house in Singapore costs?
Costs, 1 million and above.
1 million and above?
Yeah.
How about yourself?
I think if compared to Malaysian range, probably around 500k.
Okay. 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 So second question is, do you know how much is the initial down payment for a house in Singapore?
Down payment?
Initial payment?
I think I can guess lah.
I'll guess. Okay.
Around...
Percentage wise,
maybe?
10%.
10%?
Okay.
Yourself?
Yeah, same. I think 10%.
Okay.
So I mean, it's normal. I mean, in our side in Malaysia is 10%. I guess it shall be the same. Okay. But I'm not so sure about that.
So just to share with you guys that the down payment in Singapore is about 20% lah for HDBs. HDB is like the apartments lah. Then after that, if private property, it can range up to 25 to 30% depending on the taxes that you're paying in. Okay. So question number 3 is Sup, what's your password? 2705. Okay, question number 3 is okay. So would you guys rather rent or buy?
Buy. Yeah.
Yourself?
I'm not quite sure about the context here, but if I were back...
Wherever you guys are?
If it's not about the context, then I would actually rent good.
Okay.
Because it's less, commitment.
How old are you guys?
I'm 30.
Yourself?
25.
Okay. For yourself, you prefer to rent lah?
Yeah, I would prefer to rent first. Okay. Today, I'm with... Sheikha.
Shafawi.
Okay, I have 4 very easy questions, okay? How much do you think a house cost in Singapore?
On average, about 600,000.
Yeah, 500k.
Okay. Do you know how much is the initial payment for the house?
15%.
It's about 10,000, 15,000 maybe. Yeah.
You said what just now?
15%.
Okay, it's 20%. Yeah, very close. And then, would you guys rather get a BTO or a resale? discussed this topic before.
We are on that phase right now.
Yeah.
Resale.
Maybe a newly MOP house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then last question is, would you rather rent or buy a property?
Buy a property.
Why?
Renting is so expensive.
And it's our own house, so we can do
anything that we want to it.
Okay, so today I'm with
Pavitra.
Roshan.
Roshan.
Prashant.
Alright. Okay, so I'm gonna ask you 4 questions today on housing lah. So question number 1. How much do you think a house costs in Singapore?
I'm guessing
what kind of house?
Yeah.
HDB lah.
I'm guessing more than 500,000. Can you just answer the question?
Hey, very specific. The guy is very, very specific. Okay. 4-room house in a non-peak area, non-mature estate.
I'm guessing 500,000 and more.
BTO.
Oh, BTO.
Oh, very specific, Ayuma.
I'm not really sure.
I would say like 350.
Okay, Ken. What do you think is the initial down payment? Ken, BTO can, 350 can. What do you think is the initial down payment for a BTO?
I'm guessing you need to pay at least 100,000.
You want to talk about percentages? Bro, you're very specific. I like. Okay. Yeah. So,
as in, not I have a
house. This is why I don't have a house.
Yeah.
So, 100,000.
Yeah.
Okay. Percentage
now,
wise?
Yeah. I think about 10-15%.
It's about 20% now. But previously, it was 10% for BTO. 5% before you get the key and 5% after. Okay. So, right now, would you rather get a BTO or a resale flat?
I'm just going to live at my parents' house.
Serious?
Yeah.
Oh, even after marriage and all that?
Whatever. No money to buy a new house.
Yourself? Are you guys dating? I'm so sorry. No, oh, okay. I didn't know. Okay.
Probably get a BTO.
BTO? Why BTO?
Don't want to waste the chance.
True. You only get one chance, right? Actually, chance. Yeah, so chances. BTO. I can't remember how many chances, but I know it's more than one. Okay, so lastly, what's the last question? Wait, let me just check. What's the one? Oh, yes. Would you rent or buy a house? In Singapore specifically?
I would rent.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would rent or buy.
Buy. Why buy? Why rent? Why rent first lah?
Because I don't think I will like be here for very long. Like,
that's why I was like, oh, you're gonna leave it for very long.
I mean, my plan is to like travel eventually. Okay. So it's like, it wouldn't make sense if I buy a house.
Oh, so you don't plan to like stay and live in Singapore?
Yeah. So it's like, I'll probably come back for a very short period of time, then travel, then come back.
Oh. Kind of thing. Okay. But renting is super expensive though.
Like I said, parents' house is the way to go.
You can rent a room in your parents' house. Okay. Why buy?
Why buy? I think because of, if I have enough money to rent a house, I might as well buy one.
Wow, you need details, you're very specific. I like you, man.
So today I'm with?
Faiza.
Yourself?
Ifa.
Okay, so today I have four questions for you guys lah. Okay, so first question is, how much do you think a house costs in Singapore?
Way much.
Way much. If you can give a dollar amount?
Three plus.
Three plus, four.
You can reach to 5+.
How much do you think, let's say, a four room at maybe... Bedok ah?
For now.
Four
room. I think like 5-6.
Yeah.
5-6.
5-6, yes, around there.
Yeah. It's quite scary as well for us. When do you guys buy your house?
15 years back.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, correct.
How much was it?
It's like 195.
195, yeah?
Yes, it's
5 years back, bro. 195.
15 years back. 5 years back or 15 years back?
15 years back.
You wanna guess not? Because I just got my BTO at Choa Chu Kang, 4 room flat. Guess how much?
Choa Chu Kang 4 room. BTO.
BTO tau. Starting at
5+.
Oh, thank God no lah. Starting at about 300 something ini. Yeah. BTO tau. Yeah, so it's quite, and then Choa Chu Kang. Okay, so second question is do you know how much is the initial payment for the house? Kirakan the down payment lah, berapa persen?
Wah, down payment eh.
Dah tak masuk campur lah, dah tak tahu.
Yeah, my time is like berapa 30%?
Yeah, something like that.
30%.
Yeah. Okay. Now we don't know. Now we really.
So actually, it's 20% now.
Oh, 20.
Yeah, so 20. The initial for HDB lah. For HDB is 20% first.
Okay.
After that, based on how much your loan is, then you pay the mortgage lah. After So, third question is, if you guys can restart, or maybe you guys can share your experience, BTO or resale?
BTO.
Okay. So for you guys, got a BTO 15 years ago?
Yeah. Yes, ours is balanced flat, yeah, correct. Yeah.
SBF plus,
yeah.
Still balanced.
Yes. Yeah,
balance. Was it challenging to get it even 15 years ago?
Somehow yes, correct. Yes. It's very challenging because you have to look at the availabilities and the area as well. So yeah.
How many times did you guys ballot? Or was it like first time?
Just once.
Just once.
First time. Lucky, yeah.
Wow. And straight away down payment.
So last question is, would you rather rent or buy?
Buy.
Maybe share why?
In long term, at least there is an asset for you lah.
Yeah. Correct.
If let's say money is not part of the, is not a problem, would you rent or buy?
Still buy.
I agree. Yeah. Okay. Still buy. Yeah. All right. So what are you guys' names?
My name is Mundia.
My name is Akila.
My name is Luf.
My name is Amani.
My name is Takif.
Okay. Alright, and how much do you guys think a house cost in Singapore?
How much what?
How much do you think a house cost in Singapore?
How much? Around 3... No, cannot. No, 500,000 to a million.
Depends which area.
Yeah, depends which area.
Okay. I give you simple one eh. You guys stay in where? Woodlands ada? Woodlands eh?
Okay. Side by side.
4 room flat in Woodlands. 4 room resale in Woodlands.
I actually tak tahu. I tengah mention it. I orang kaya.
Orang kaya. Dia tak pandang-pandang 4 room ni semua.
Mau apa bayar? Okay, if you could just give me like a number.
How much do you think a house cost?
Aku rasa 500 to 600,000.
I think that's accurate lah. I think sekarang the rule of thumb is like a 4 room is about 500,000, 5 room 600,000. Crazy already the prices. Okay, next one is, do you know how much is the initial payment for a house?
I actually don't.
Orang nak kahwin? Nak kahwin.
This kind of things we don't learn in school.
Mana tahu, habis kau tak nak ada rumah? Eh, aku pasti lah. Aku interview kau.
I don't know.
Awak berapa?
I don't know, Zah.
Kakak.
Kasih percentage.
Bagi percentage.
20%.
20%?
Correct. Eh, dapat uang tak?
Dapat duit.
BTO or resale?
BTO.
Resale.
Okay dah, say BTO
eh.
Resale.
BTO.
I
like
in BTO. Can you give me? I don't know.
Why BTO? BTO because when you buy a BTO, it's an investment. Okay. That's my principle.
It's cheap.
Why resale?
Because I like the layout better and it's bigger.
It's bigger.
Yeah,
bigger. And old estates better.
Aesthetic sikit lah. Eh?
But reno mahal.
Awak kaya tak?
Kalau menang tu tak apa.
Haram kita tak know tu eh, bidik.
Okay, nice. Last question. Would you rather rent or buy a house in Singapore?
Ooh.
I
didn't
talk
a bit.
Buy.
I think buy. Orang kahwin?
I will buy lah. For now, I haven't married, so maybe rent lah if I want to get out of my parents' house. But if I want to buy, then I wait for when I get married lah.
Korang? Buy
or rent?
Feel like rental
will cost. Asal macam math question eh. Susah gila. I rather buy lah.
Why?
I mean, to have your own property, it's something. I mean, it's a milestone lah.
Yeah. That's harta
lah. Top of my head lah. I don't know what to say lah.
Okay, then last eh. If money wasn't an issue, would you still prefer to buy a house? As in like, if you rent kan, if money is not issue, you can rent at like rooftop of this house, all that. So you still rather rent or buy?
If money is not an issue, landed property.
I'll buy 2 houses after the other house I rent.
Invest.
Correct.
Hi, today I'm with
Sharina,
Dia,
Ainina.
Sharina, Dia, Ainina. Okay, can. So today I'm gonna ask you a few property questions lah. So are you guys old enough to buy a house yet? Okay, I don't want to ask your age, it's very rude. So how much do you think a house costs in Singapore? Okay, jam more specific eh. 4 room HDB in Ang Mo Kio. How much? Okay, where do you guys live? Okay, 4 room flat in Choa Chu Kang. Resale.
500,000?
I think it's about there. Honestly, I don't know. I live in Woodlands, so I don't know. Okay, second question is, would you rather have a BTO or resale? Would you buy a BTO or resale eventually?
I think I will buy a resale.
Resale, okay.
BTO.
Yeah, BTO also.
Why resale?
Because I feel like BTO, like, there's going to be like waiting time, right?
Yeah, about 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, I think I am very impatient.
Okay, but you can apply before you get married, so then.
I'm very impatient, a lot of
wait. Okay, I understand. Why BTO?
I don't know. I just see on TikTok a lot. Oh, people buy BTO, then so I just join.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I see BTO, they just built, so it's like very fresh. Yeah.
You want a new house. Yeah. But resale, the house bigger.
Yeah, that's right. True. I like comfy houses.
Okay. Third question. What's the third question? Yes, would you rather rent or buy? Because sekarang like is a new thing that you can rent a house, move out from your parents' place, or would you rather buy a house?
I think buy lah. It's more stable.
I think buy also.
Wow, that means how you guys are below 20, above 20? Wow, usually people who are like below 20, they want to rent. But then you guys are like, buy.
Yes, correct. I don't know why. Like, I feel like buying like, I don't know, save money in a way.
Yeah, true, because renting sekarang, 3-room house, 3,000 a month, yeah, it's quite expensive. Okay, last question. If money was not an issue, would you still buy or would you rent?
I'll rent.
Okay.
Money was not an issue.
If like, tak kisah, you have unlimited money, would you rather buy or rent?
I'll buy. Then if unlimited money, right, I can decorate how I want.
Can tell who's the businesswoman here. But renting also okay, because like the pros of renting is that every month you can change house if you want to.
Yeah. Okay, so today I'm with
Denise.
Yourself?
Ian.
Okay, so first question is, how much do you think a house in Singapore costs?
Public or private?
Public.
500, 600k?
Okay, yourself?
HDB, yeah, probably around 600 as well.
Okay, so if it's how about non-public, private?
three room, easily 2 mil, I would say.
Okay, yourself?
Around there, because there was one that I read, about 1.6.
Okay. So next question is, how much do you think is the down payment for public housing in Singapore?
10%, right? Is it 10%? 25%?
25% down payment. So let's say if HDB costs 600k, right? 25%, that would be around 600 divided by 4. It's around
1.5.
1.5? He's good at math, whatever
he says. So actually, I wanted to tell you guys that the answer is 20%, but I realized that it's actually based on how much loan you can get, actually.
Yeah.
Lol. So the next question is, given a chance, will you guys rent or buy?
That's a very good question. I personally kind of hope to move overseas one day, so I would rather rent.
If you're overseas, will you rent or buy?
I would buy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, assuming like the housing is okay over there. Yeah, I would buy.
Yourself?
I'm going to be staying in Singapore, so I'll definitely say rent. It's one, cheaper. Two, it's cheaper lah.
Where would you, like for example, you wanted to migrate, huh? So where would you migrate to?
Migrate,
sir. But you don't want to live in Singapore? Oh, you're staying.
Hello,
you're staying.
Question properly.
So you're staying and you want to rent.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Why so?
Cheaper.
Cheaper to rent?
It's definitely cheaper. I would say it's cheaper.
In Singapore?
Maybe.
Okay. Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, last question is resale or BTO?
Sorry?
Resale or BTO?
Mine is a bit complicated because my parents used my name to buy a house. So I can't. Yeah, out of the question already. Okay. But if back then I wanted resale, because BTO, no matter how many rooms they state, the projects are getting smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. So even if it's resale, a three-room resale versus a three-room BTO, the resale will be bigger because they're older projects. So confirm resale.
Yourself?
Resale as well.
Okay, today I'm here with
Mizi.
Alia. Mizi and Alia. Okay, so the first question I have is, how much do you think a house costs in Singapore?
For BTO, at least 400 to 500.
$400.
$400. No problem. Just the one square tile.
Like that.
One door.
Okay. To 500k.
Yeah.
You think, depending on the location, uh-huh, but and the room size, average around 300 to 600k now.
Yeah, you're looking for a house, is it? How come you're so like on the dots? Yeah.
Planning lah.
Yeah. Looking at BTOs. Yeah. Nice.
Yep.
Okay. Do you know how much is the initial payment for the house?
Initial payment?
I don't know.
For the house?
Yes.
No, I'm not too sure.
Okay, I give you a hint. It's a percentage. So like a percentage of the amount of the house. Agak-agak.
20%?
You think? 10? You're correct. But you're also correct. Last time 10%.
What?
Last time 10%, it's now 20%. So both of you correct. And then would you want... You go there.
Okay, the next one is, do you guys prefer BTO or resale?
Obviously resale lah, but...
We talked about this before.
Yeah, so what's the answer?
Resale. I think we said resale. More often. We said resale, right?
We said resale lah, but... Realistically, I think we can...
Yeah. You want to try for BTO instead of resale first.
Yeah. Why BTO first?
BTO in terms of the pricing wise, because resale now is very expensive, and the locations we are looking at also, the resale is quite expensive in the east lah. East side always expensive.
Pasir Ris
very expensive.
Yeah.
So resale first.
Resale.
Okay, last question. Would you rather rent or buy a house?
Oh, buy.
Buy.
Buy lah.
Oh, yeah, buy lah. Got money, buy lah.
Got money, buy.
No money.
No money, rent. Until we have enough money to buy.
Yeah. Correct.
Why would you rather buy a house than rent?
Wah, cica. Oh, cica. Busasa.
Okay, why would you rather buy a house?
Why?
I mean, after marriage, if we have no place to stay, then we will try to look for rents first. But our first choice would actually to find a house that we can buy rather than think of renting.
Should rent first lah. When we get married, then after that.
While waiting.
Yeah, while waiting for the house to
if you know, can. Yeah.
So question number three is
So the questions are very property related. Just to remind you, this podcast is powered by Property Win. So for those young couples and first time buyers, remember to call 8877-5050.
All right. So the third question on the list is, would you rather buy a BTO or a resale?
BTO.
I'm team resale though.
Why?
Like, I know it's more expensive and all, but I think I wouldn't mind working extra hard to get the house now.
Oh.
As compared to in minimally what, 3 years?
So is the fact about urgency lah. You want the house as soon as possible.
Yeah,
kan?
Because I don't know. It's just ingrained into me that don't live with your in-laws for too long.
That's true. Yeah. I agree to that.
Yeah.
To me, I want a BTO.
Because
I want a new house.
Why?
And also, like, I don't want to go down the whole investment route, but I really feel the only way you can earn a lot of money through investments is the BTO.
Investing in property
is BTO. So I see that as an investment, BTO, instead of resale.
That's a good point. Mm. Yeah. Because that's suddenly $100,000 from nothing.
Yeah, man. Just, not nothing, 10 years.
Five years
MOP.
MOP is 5 years, right?
MOP is 5 years. Okay. Then you wait for your house another 5 years. So there's 10 years to wait for your 100 or 200K.
Yeah. So that's a very good point. But I don't know. BTO, the wait now very unappealing to me. I get married in 3 years.
Quite short, yeah.
How long?
3-4 years.
It's always been there, around there. COVID is the one that fucked it up.
I think about 5-6 years, right? Wait.
Macam rumah aku lah, came out lama.
Your house dah lama gila.
It's COVID.
Okay lah, fair lah. I don't know, because now I'm 24.
Mm.
Say I get married in 3 years from next year. So 28, I get married.
Mm-hmm. Good age.
I only apply for a house after I get married.
Don't apply after.
But so scary to apply a house with someone who you're not married to yet.
Love is a risk.
Yeah, but then how am I going to explain to my parents and all that?
You are going to get married to them lah.
Yeah, you have to
get
married.
They're engaged. So same position as wise now.
Yes.
There's only three things you can take a lot of risk in your life where you can just jump and take a leap of faith. Number one is marriage. Number two is... It was by this Patrick Bet David. He said there's three things in his life that he... Because he's a big control freak,
right? Wealth accumulation.
Yeah.
Ada, number two.
No. He said one is marriage, one is your kid, something like that. So there's a lot of things you can control in your life, but there are certain things that you need to take a leap of faith in. And number one is marriage, number two is kid, something else.
Business.
No, not business. Yeah.
That's interesting. Mm. But I don't know, okay, say 1 year before. When I'm engaged for that 1 year.
Yep.
And I still have to wait another 2 to 3 years for my BTO.
Yeah.
Wow. But can lah.
But if you see a lot of Chinese couples now, even before they get married or they apply when their boyfriend, girlfriend stage already. The moment they feel like, okay, this is stable, they apply already.
Yeah.
I see that also.
Mm.
I don't know, man. I just not a fan of the waiting.
Yeah.
I think why I like to get BTO is because I feel like I'm back in the Matrix.
Explain.
Andrew did.
I feel like I'm back in the Matrix.
What does that mean?
And like, I feel like I'm
back in the system.
I'm back in the system, Because I feel like a lot of things I do is quite unconventional.
Oh.
Then I feel like we like cool play BTO. Okay, I'm back in the system.
Okay.
You're a normie.
Not a normie lah.
What's so wrong with being normal?
Nothing
wrong with being normal lah. I could just back in the system. Balik ni gerbu-gerbu.
But you've always been in the system, man. You went to a local school. You went to local U.
Yeah, then I felt I was out. Because I got no CPF, I got no this, I got no that, self-employed, no proper job, then I'm back in the system.
Mm.
I got BTO. And I like it because I cannot do anything for 8 years. I cannot do anything about property for 8 years.
Mm.
Unless I default my BTO.
Mm.
Which is fucking why lah.
Mm.
8 years?
Lama ke 8 tahun?
Because 3 years is...
Waiting time?
Waiting time, 5 years
MOP. Yeah, true. Yeah.
So they have to think so much.
settled. Cannot think it. House is I cannot think it.
Hey, when are you going to choose your unit, by the way?
Next year, April.
Nice. Second floor, gang. No?
Hopefully not.
What's your ballot number?
180.
Out of how many units?
300.
Oh, damn. You're going to get a high floor. Then I'm going to judge you for living on the 10th floor.
I want a casual 11. 27 in a row. Depends on how high the floor is. Casual higher floor. But every floor go up 5,000. Hopefully I can afford. I have a budget that, that I have to stick to.
Okay, what's the second question?
The next one is, would you rather rent or buy a house?
Buy a though.
Buy
a. I feel in Singapore, rent just doesn't make sense though.
It's not a thing so much also, right?
Yeah.
Buy and mortgage, I guess.
Mortgage is what?
Mortgage is
you're
a loan, right?
Yeah, because you don't full cash your house, ma.
Unless you're fucking rich.
Unless you're fucking rich. I will buy lah. I will down there, buy now. I just take a mortgage. I pay the mortgage. Because the mortgage is about 1,000 plus, 2,000.
Mortgage cannot be a loan, eh?
You're paying back
installment,
the
installment.
Installment.
Installment for the house.
Chelsea, I want to. There's mortgage for the house.
Okay.
That's a normal Singaporean thing to do, ma.
Yeah.
And usually, like, if you have, if inshallah, if your job pays enough, then you can just. Basically, no cash at all for your house through CPF, through CPF all the way.
Yeah. I mean, if it's dual.
Dual, lah. Usually
it
it's dual.
It should be enough.
50-50.
Right?
Or. Yeah. But in white situations, it's a bit different, right?
Yes, but still 50-50. Like, it can be. Can be. Hopefully, don't need. Because I think my mortgage should be 900.
Solid.
Oh, yeah, my mortgage was only 900 plus because my loan is only 250.
Depends on how high your floor is.
No. My loan is only 250.
Right.
Because I'm paying back the loan.
Right. 20 years, 15 years.
Aku tak nak habiskan 25 years.
25, okay.
Depends. I don't...
Hey, what was the loan? The one? It's 15...
10, 15. Aku rasa 10, 15, 20, 25.
10, 15, 20, 25.
Yeah. Pretty
okay.
Sure, so. If can 10, depends. See on the situation. I do not want to force myself.
Why not rent? What are some of the pros of renting?
Pros of renting.
Can change a lot. You have the lease agreement, ma. You have to stay for at least sometime one year.
You can try two years.
Okay.
You get to stay in cooler houses. So my uncle, he rents the house at Hague Road, you know?
Hague Road, okay.
Yeah, so it's a government punya, apa tu? Colonial house.
Wow.
So that was like 6,000-7,000 a month. It's a nice landed with two stories, got nice backyard. We will never live in a house like that. And that house is not for sale. But you get to... get cool houses like that.
Okay.
And the only time he can get a house like that, he feels, is when his baby is still young. Because there's only like two rooms. Yeah.
I wish.
7,000
I wish that we will all come to a stage whereby money is not
the biggest issue.
No. Macam like, now the only reason why I don't rent is because it's expensive. But I think maybe the interest rates will go down, or maybe we'll make enough money whereby... The reason why we don't rent is not expensive because we just don't like the whole philosophy of renting. Philosophy, what the fuck? Yeah, so sekarang is straight up duit, bro.
Duit lah.
Straight up duit. Because rent cannot pay by CPF.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Just being real, I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah, rent cannot pay by CPF.
But also the philosophy of renting thing, like, I feel like I want to own a house. Just a bucket list thing for my life, you know?
Yeah. I guess I cannot find any other pros for renting.
Fully furnished. Sometimes when you rent, you get fully furnished house.
It's taken care of to a certain extent. Yeah. If something goes wrong, just call your landlord.
You can grab because I study overseas. I intern overseas ma. Then I have friends who are overseas. Like, it's fun macam, that's not yours ma. And you have no attachment to that house. Yes, it's 2 years, but it's 2 years. It's gonna pass, bro.
Okay. The pros is that. I really feel.
I think it's really just that, right?
Fully furnished, you can chow, you get to live in different places every 2 years.
Yeah.
But that can be a con, you know, because like your house is supposed to be something that you're supposed to know that, okay, I'm here, I'm safe.
No,
you know, this is
at
my
the
place.
Same time,
2 years is okay, sir.
Yeah, and your house is your home. Sorry, a home is where your loved ones are. So if your family fills up, the rented house is still a home. You know, you still.
But this there. Rented is not macam. Because of a bad scenario, bad situation, that's why you're renting and then moving.
It's not because of that.
It's not that type of renting.
You
it's like
to rent.
Like you have like this place that we're in is rental, right?
Yeah.
Not only this place, it's our fucking house, bro.
True.
So telling this place, don't please at home.
Yeah, it's
fucking place feel at home, sir, bro.
Yeah, so now we're going to go to the streets and ask you guys whether you guys feel the same way as us or is it different?
If money is not a problem, would you rent?
If money is not an issue,
yeah, you know, no, like, macam if okay lah, macam okay, macam
I wouldn't
the amount to rent and amount to buy is about the same.
No, don't want.
I cannot just because in the end I cannot sell the house for a lump sum.
Yeah. Is
you finish, that's it. You pay
so
you pay $2,000 a month and then at the end of it you just lose everything, right? But the house is like after you
after
pay
what I can still make money, you know what I mean?
$100,000
is legit because of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. All right, we'll catch you guys in the next podcast.
Bye. Yo. So if you come all the way to the end of this podcast, we just want to thank Property Win for sponsoring this podcast. It's great because like all of us are moving to stages of our life and stuff like that. And now this is probably a stage where a lot of us are getting married. A lot of parents are older and things like that. And
the next stage is to get property.
You want to buy your new house.
Buy your first house.
Maybe you want to right size down for your family house and whatever not. And that is why we feel it's very, very important. And it's a perfect collaboration with RSG and Property Win lah.
Yes, and so how do you always used to say it always? Just so you know, or is it hello there?
Just in case you forgot.
This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
And just in case you forgot.
88775050.
Yes, so like all jokes aside, guys, just WhatsApp him and he'll answer all of your WhatsApp messages or all your queries about real estate. Don't be shy, just ask him, for example, like simple questions or so. How to apply for BTO.
Simple questions, how to apply for BTO, how much is the down payment, what is the grants,
what do you mean by minimal cash,
what to look for when you're looking for a house,
I bet all of these questions, I think
do they really mean 6-minute walk to MRT when they put it on the listing ke?
Padahal 2 kilometers.
That's a solid 20 minute walk.
Depends how fast of a walker you are.
Depends on how fast you walk.
If my nenek...
It will take some time.
Yeah, so real estate now is like, I think when Wise and I were applying for BTOs, it was a very complicated process. We even had to contact someone to know more about this whole process.
And fun fact, Property Win was one of the guys I spoke to and gave me some very, very insightful tips.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if I benefited from the tips, you would too.
Yeah, and we've all met him personally as well.
Yes.
So we did make sure that we chose the right agent to sponsor us.
Yes.
So that you guys can benefit from him the most.
With that, thank you guys for listening and we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Bye-bye. Bye.